It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. And Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance, Jamestown Revival, join us this afternoon live in session. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You know, we've talked about it, and this word gets bandied about almost all too often, but it's so true in your case. We've been watching and admiring the organic development of your band. And, you know, by organic, I think a fan-first appreciation.
Yeah.
I've seen shows, I've seen interviews, I've seen a lot of things where you can feel fans are driving, you know, a response and a reaction to you, and the media is noticing it. So it seems like you're really earning those fans. You spent some time working together in Austin. How long did you actually work in Austin together? Because you're both from East Texas, is it?
Yeah, it's
pretty
east.
Much.
It's on the eastern side of Texas, kind of southeast, Houston area, about an hour outside of Houston. But we were in Austin. We went to school at Texas State, which
right.
was about a half hour south
of Austin. San Marcos.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, great city.
We had a lot of fun there, and after that, we moved up to Austin, and I guess we were there for about 3 years.
So you worked Austin considerable
yeah,
amount of time.
Yeah, and even when we were in San Marcos, you know, John dropped out of college when we were probably sophomores, and so he was playing music. He was going up to Austin quite a bit. So you definitely canvassed Austin for probably, what, five years?
Yeah, I never felt like I cracked the code there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was searching so hard for an identity with music and just, you know, I was growing,
yeah.
maturing as a person, as a musician. And, yeah, so I'd played Austin, but it was never really fruitful. It never really had any purpose. It was just kind of random here and there shows. And, you know,
well, it is tough in that, that is
it
a
is
place.
A tough town.
It's yeah. we wrench and music grow.
Yeah.
There is a couple of streets in which, man, it's a gunslinger mentality. It's every door there's somebody else playing something.
Throw a rock in any direction and hit a musician.
The cool, my favorite thing about Austin during those times was I tried to I was really into blues guitar. I mean, I love blues guitar. I love listening to blues guitar. And I started hanging out with some of the blues players out there. And, man, I found, you know, my guitar hero in Alan Haynes, this guy down there who can just play his he can play like nobody else I've ever heard. And I don't know, I got to meet Pine Top Perkins before
right.
he passed away, and got to hear firsthand stories from him about how his girl stabbed him in the arm and his secret to health was a McDonald's cheeseburger and a pack of fries every day and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
McDonald's cheeseburger, fries, and a pack of cigarettes every day. That was his secret to living into his 90s and that kind of stuff. Like finding guys I looked up to and not necessarily contributing as much as I was just trying to absorb
learning.
Like a sponge. Yeah.
Heading towards the canyon, I abandoned everything I
According to what I've read, you felt that you started to gain some traction as Jamestown Revival to a greater degree once you got here. Talk about, first of all, when you leave an area in which you've been comfortable, and as you said, you did recon. You yeah. really knew that area. Then you come out here and you're just dropping down the tent pole and trying to find your way. How did you do it?
You know, it was something we'd always felt like we kind of needed to do, but it was something I'll be the first to admit. I think we were a little intimidated by the idea and scared by the idea. And, also say we did have some good friends who moved from Texas out to California. They did a little bit of paving the way for us. And I think that gave us maybe a little bit more confidence. We knew we had a support group out here, which was big for us. We had good people out here that were waiting on us. And, we thought, you know what? We have no strings attached right now. We're footloose. Let's go do it. And we really did begin to gain our first bit of traction as James on Revival in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles really embraced, you know, our message and the music we're creating and really gave us a home away from home. And there's a song on our album, Heavy Heart. That was the first song we wrote on this album. And that was the very beginning of the journey. And it was talking about how we were going to miss the place we were leaving behind and not having to actually leave it behind yet to realize we were going to miss it. And that was really the beginning of the journey. And every song thereafter was a direct reflection of how we were feeling and how Los Angeles was affecting us, whether it be good, bad, positive, negative, all everything in between.
And then you, as you went to record the record, I used to be part of an ownership of radio stations in Salt Lake City, so I know the allure of Utah. You went out to the Wasatch Mountains, mm-hmm. and I've read that you gained a certain bit of perspective as you were trying to create an album. You know, the magnificent mountains and you know, the great outdoors gave you a sense of perspective of, okay, we have big ideas in our hearts and minds, but are they really big ideas in the bigger picture? Talk about how being there gave you a certain sense of self as you were making this record and how that helped drive the record emotionally and from a perspective.
I think that's not only with making the record, that's just our philosophy in general.
The outdoors that's a big part of our inspiration.
Yeah.
Wilderness in particular, which was another reason to get out to California. There's some great wilderness, and we were ready to explore. We wanted to be uncomfortable, and we wanted to see new things. So it only seemed fitting then that we had this access to this cabin, first of all. So it was cheap. We were paying for the record ourselves. And then in that setting, it's just we feel most comfortable, especially recording. You draw inspiration. You can step away from it and maybe center yourself. So all those things, it's kind of like a, you know, just finding our zen for mm-hmm. the recording process, which is a completely different process than writing and then or even playing music. It was cool to go live in a cabin for 2 weeks and live and breathe recording and not have to step away from it, not have to get on Sunset and drive home in traffic every day. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think that really would have taken away from what we were trying to do, which was do live takes to tape in a room and really capture the emotion in the songs, and the feeling behind them, as opposed to, really dress them up and make them this perfect thing. It was more about the song and the emotion and the experience of playing together.
Good times are over, didn't you know? Well, I heard on the radio, I read in the paper and I saw in the news the golden age is all but through. My oh my, where did Cassidy go? The wild ones all times they are a-changing. Yesterday's dead and gone. Let's play me that old-time music. Play that familiar song. Just a holy roller in his hand, wondering why nobody understands. I'm missing the music and I'm longing for you. Lay the needle down around the groove. yesterday's dead and gone. So play me that old time music, play that familiar song, play that familiar song.
You pursued a truly independent DIY approach to this. Like, you came out here, you had a few friends, you were taking that flyer, and then instead of going the route, and there's, you know, different ways of doing it. You can go in, take the upfront money from a label, and, you know, and then have to hopefully pay it down. And you guys decided you were going to maintain a pretty independent approach to it, and still are very much doing that. And it seems to be working. Do you feel a greater sense of security now than you perhaps did 2 years ago? Are you starting to feel a sense of security?
I think security comes from having people support your music. And I think every time we play a show and I'm surprised at how many people have come out to see us, I get a little bit more security. Because your security doesn't come from a label. Your security doesn't come from your distribution deal. It doesn't come from your publishing. Your security comes from your fans. And so I think that's something that nobody can ever take away from you. And I think as long as you have people who are supporting your music, you've got a reason to keep playing and a reason to keep making it. So reluctantly, I'm starting to feel a little bit more secure, but I still wake
you
up
have,
every
but
day.
But you still
with
have, it. Listen, no, yeah. One, no yeah. One's sitting here buying mansions in Maui.
Yeah, exactly. No, and we have a yeah.
financial security, oh, yeah. Your emotional security. But look, the May 29th show at the Troubadour is already sold out.
Yeah.
So I can't believe that. I just
see,
can't
that's
believe
the kind
it.
Of stuff. It's got to give you a sense of, hey, you know, we are taking steps forward that 2 months from now, we're already sold out at a place you once dreamed of playing.
That, I mean, that is not an understatement.
Yeah, no, and we're excited and humbled, but it's funny. Well, and maybe this is just who we are, but for the longest time when nobody is listening because they haven't discovered it or, you know, for whatever reason, you kind of have take on this mindset of being on your own and you got to go get it. And so now it's just, we're comfortable keeping our heads down because that's how we've been doing it. So every now and then we look up and the Troubadour selling out to it. We're tickled. It's crazy.
Alone, this ain't no home, at least trouble is I just can't let it go. I could beg and plead down on my knees. Trouble is there's trouble in my soul. Trouble is there's trouble in my soul.
Well, it's great having you here. Jamestown Revival, our guest. Great performance. Much continued success, and we'll see you on the next go-round. Maybe around the 29th, we'll hook up before you do that gig, too, and see how things are feeling.
That would be wonderful. We'd love that. And once again, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. It's Jamestown Revival on 88.5 KCSN. You got it.